This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Italian-American gastropub opens in Bryn Mawr.
I don't know if our pizzas are better or our desserts are better. Our desserts are just as good as our pizzas.
And if you want both, you have the Nutella pizza.
Exactly.
The owner describes it as highly Instagrammable, and there's also an adjacent bottle shop.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Exit 13 Gastro Bar at 910 Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr, and I'm with Lucio De Felice. He's the principal of Exit 13, and this restaurant recently opened, but I understand this building has been in your family since 1981.
Yes, it has. We've been here since 1981. We've owned it. We haven't had a restaurant here for all those years. It's been vacant for a few years, but it's pretty much just been here since 1981.
So this is a huge building. What was it before you turned it into Exit 13?
It was our family restaurant pizzeria. It's called Garrett Hill Pizza, which was also started in 1981. It looked obviously a lot different then. And
you had apartments?
There was two apartments above here on the second floor. But, you know, I wanted to bring something really different. I wanted to create a destination almost, per se. So I removed the two apartments and created this open space. You know, wanted casual, fun place where you can come in, dine in, and, you know, have some fun when you're dining.
So how high are these ceilings now?
22 feet.
22-foot ceilings. You have a garage door and a regular door.
Yeah, we have three doors, actually. So we have the place is divided into two different businesses, almost, per se. We have a to-go section where you can come in and pick up your wines. We have hundreds of bottles of different wines. We have beers. You can mix and match your beers on the to-go section, which we're opening this week. Then we have our dining experience, which is on the right side of the building.
Where did you come up with the name Exit 13? And tell me a little bit about this concept as well. It's very clearly stylized.
Yeah, believe it or not, I spent a lot of time on the name. I probably had 100 different names before it, but everything out there to me along the main line kind of sounds, you know, really nice and fancy, but I just wanted something simple that kind of fit the theme a little bit, the concept that I'm trying to deliver.
And the concept is?
The concept is just trying to bring in some style, some fun, industrial with mixed with modern, you know, just something, everything along the main line is really beautiful, right? But there's not much fun to it, to each one. So I wanted to bring in a little bit of fun industrial, somewhat a little bit of an urban taste to the main line.
It looks like the theme is scooters.
It is. There's a lot of scooters here. They were brought in from all over the different countries, from everywhere, from India to Italy. Our, you know, stools were custom made. You know, all these scooters hanging on the walls were refurbished. I had done cut in half. There was a lot of work and time and effort, you know, into the whole process here.
Tell me about the bar.
The bar, okay. So the bar it consists of seven scooters in the front. It's one of our focal points. They are not the most comfortable bar seats. That's
they look good, though.
They do. Style is never comfortable, right? So, but they are different and unique, which is, again, what I wanted to bring to the, you know, the main line in Bryn Mawr.
So each scooter seat pulls up to a... you've got a parking spot at the bar.
Yeah, there's a parking spot in the bar. You have your own plate. The back, you can put your purse. You can hang either in the back or in the front, just as if you are riding a scooter, but you're riding a scooter and you're dining in or having a drink at the same time.
Yeah, don't drink and drive.
So. these don't turn on and off, unfortunately.
And so what kind of food do you serve?
We have inspired Italian food, specifically Roman food. All of our pastas are handmade from in-house. And we also have a really unique, our focal point is our pizza. So our pizza is really, really different from everyone else in the main line. We can't get our flour from your typical, you know, food producers or suppliers, US Foods, Cisco's, etc., we have to order it directly from Italy. And we would have to order a pallet at a time. So that's the, it's called GastroBar because we're delivering high ingredients into our products, Italian Roman food products.
So what kind of, is it like a flat pizza or does it just have to do with the dough?
It's a Roman style pizza, which takes about 4 to 5 days to make. There's a lot of fermentation process involved. It's almost like a air pocket, bubbly, quarter inch to half inch thick style pizza.
What else is on the menu that you want to tell us about? Is this typically, is that what it is, Italian food?
It is, but we're also, keep in mind, again, a gastro bar. So we're conscientious of, you know, your diets. So we'll be delivering also lactose-free mozzarella. We have gluten-free pizzas, which, you know, takes a lot of work and it's totally different, which hard to find a really good gluten-free pizza, which is, you know, one of the things we do actually too.
And wines, I understand, are also a focal point.
Yeah, we're going to have tons of different wines, which we open up. Again, as I said earlier, the retail side this week, you know, you'll have everything from your French wines, your American wines, your California wines, and your Italian wines, of course.
So it's a bar and also a wine store?
Yep, and including beer. It's almost like an Italian Wawa. You get your wine, your beer, and your pizza. You know, and you'll be able to pick up some desserts. So our desserts are amazing. I'd be willing to put them up there against contests against anyone out there. Everywhere, especially our creme brulee cake is, I mean, out of this world.
Tell us some of the other highlights. Let's look at the menu here. What do you want to go through and tell us? That'll give us like a sense of who you are.
Yeah. So again, it's really unique. So you're going to find things on our menu that you're not going to find at your typical restaurant. For example, like there's potato nduja. And potato nduja, when do you see potato, you know, baked roasted potatoes on a pizza with nduja? Nduja is Calabrese spicy sausage, which is kind of a spread that goes on, including with rosemary. So these are little things that you're not going to really find at anywhere else.
Yeah.
Scarabeo is another one. So Scarabeo is, again, another Roman-style pizza. It has fresh burrata, has mozzarella, arugula, cherry tomatoes, and then fresh prosciutto sliced on top.
The flag, by the flag pizza, I presume you mean the Italian flag?
Yeah, so you can say we're trying to be Italian without having the Italian flag up. So this is how we're doing it. So you don't have to have the Italian flag to show that you're, you know, Italian Roman base inspired.
And on the flag pizza you have?
On the flag pizza you have bruschetta, arugula, burrata, sharp provolone, and balsamic glazed vinegar sprinkled on top.
What's the upside down pizza?
So we are also, you know, we are Italian-American. We are more Italian than American-inspired. But, you know, one thing that I think was pretty cool, we're trying to throw in some American things on there with, you know, chicken sandwiches, you know, your Buffalo Blue sandwich, your burgers. But we're throwing in a little bit of Italian, you know, our own a little Italian, you know, style into the burger. And going back to the upside down pizza, which was something that actually started here in America, is where you're putting basically your cheese first and your sauce second.
That's an American thing.
It's an American thing, yeah.
Oh, so it's an American thing to do the
upside down thing, yeah. They don't have that overseas. I think it's probably a concept that came out probably in the 90s or late early 2000s here. But yeah, it's definitely one of our popular sellers.
Okay, and the signature pizza, I guess, the Exit 13?
Yeah, it's again, this is really unique. So we have things that other places, it's different. So Exit 13 pizza is the broccoli rabe, the guanciale, pecorino, cherry tomatoes, and mozzarella. So what's different? Guanciale. So when you eat guanciale, your typical American is going to say, ah, bacon. No, everything's not bacon. Bacon, you have to understand, is from the pork's stomach. And guanciale is from the pig's cheek, which is even a little bit fattier and tastier than your bacon. So in Italy, it's very common to see guanciale in your pastas or your pizzas, and we're just trying to bring it, you know, here. So, and again, this is an education process, but you're going to come here because it's different and it's unique, and of course, it's going to be pretty good.
Do you also source that from Italy?
The guanciale, no, it's from here, U.S. That's from a U.S. food supplier.
Got it. But a lot of your wines are sourced out of Italy, right?
Yeah, we have, again, everything from French wines, your California wines, your Italian wines, and, you know, we'll have a couple of New Zealand wines as well.
I see you have a limoncello cake. That's very Italian sounding.
Yeah, that is amazing, too. Our desserts, I mean, I don't know if our pizzas are better or our desserts are better. Our desserts are just as good as our pizzas.
And if you want both, you have the Nutella pizza.
Exactly, exactly. So we have our cakes and our pies, and then we also have our Nutella pizza, so which is a Nutella, of course, with our own kind of like our own strawberry syrup that we make in-house, sprinkled with sugar powder.
All right, let's go back to the name, Exit 13. I mean, I get it. It's a theme. It's a scooter theme, and it's Italian, and they drive a lot of scooters in Italy. But specifically Exit 13, where did that come from?
Yeah, so I trying to find the theme that fit all the scooters, the cars, the Fiat Cinquecentos we have here. And I was just trying to, you know, going back and forth with traffic signs to road signs, and we're kind of near Villanova, the exit, and I was really stumped on trying to come up with a name. And you know what? I was like, you know what? If I came up with an Italian name, most Americans can't even say it. So the simplicity of Exit 13 is what made me say, okay, it's an easier name, and it kind of fits the theme at the same time.
So Villanova's Exit 13, and that's what you named it after.
Exactly.
And is 13 like a lucky number in Italy?
It is. It is. Great question. So in Italy, it's a lucky number. Over here, they say it's unlucky, but I'm Italian, so hopefully we stay lucky.
We'll go with that. I noticed you have this swing, and I mean, you have a lot of interesting seating, including a swing here in the waiting area.
Yeah, so we have, let's call it, I don't know if our pizzas are better or our desserts are better. Our desserts are just as good as our pizzas.
And if you want both, you have the Nutella pizza.
Exactly, exactly.
So, the bars are amazing.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. So we're trying to make, again, you know, trying to make a fun dining casual experience. So, you know, it's all three in one, fun, casual, upscale.
And very Instagrammable.
Yeah, very Instagrammy.
How important was that to you to like make it visually appealing?
I don't know how important it was for me, but it's just me. So I know I lived in Italy for many years. I lived in Miami for many years. It's for me, it's like, yeah, do you see this in the middle of the main line? No, but this is what it's very unexpected. So for most people, it's unexpected, but for me, it's like, this is the way a place should be.
Well, you opened the door. I know when I opened the door, I didn't expect it to be such high ceilings.
Yeah, yeah, so it's very important for me to when, you know, when you walk into a place, or even my house has high ceilings. I just like high ceilings. I feel crammed. I feel like I'm suffocating when I'm eating in low ceiling establishments. So I wanted, you know, I said, what am I going to do with these two apartments on top? You know, then people complain, there's noise, it's not. So I removed, there's two apartments here. I removed them. And, you know, it's part of the whole concept, which makes it a little bit more, you know, fitting for the whole place.
All right, I'm looking around. Tell me a little bit about the signs that you have that go along with the Exit 13 theme.
Yeah, so
and it shows us where we are, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, ironically, and it also fits the name Exit 13. Our establishment is right in the middle of the eight universities, which so happens to be Exit 13, the actual Exit 13 from the 476 Blue Route. So we are in the same position as the Exit 13. So to the right, we have four colleges, Rosemont, Bryn Mawr, Carcom, Haverford. And to the left of us, we have Villanova, Eastern, Valley Forge, and Cabrini. And they're all within 4 miles.
So are you hoping to tap into that college crowd?
No. It's just, again, we're not trying to be a college bar. It's just, you know, part of the, again, of the process, the theme, you know, making it more fun.
Right. Like an Italian-American gastro bar with wine.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to, it's exactly that. It's Italian-American. So we're trying to keep the Italian and the American all in one.
All right. What did it take to put this all together? I know, how long did renovations take? How much did it cost?
Oh, it's pretty surprising. Had I known what it would cost from the beginning, day one, I probably would not have done this. But yeah, so it took the same month COVID hit is when I decided to do this. So I was sitting at home, and March, whatever it was, March 20, 21st, 2020, and I started to reach the architects and engineering, and of course nobody's answering the phone because COVID shutdown was happening. But here we are now, 3 years later, and we just opened, so it took me 3 years.
Took you 3 years. Yeah. That's how much construction and time and everything.
Right. And then, of course, money. It was over $2.2 million project, which, again, as I said earlier, I say maybe I wouldn't have done it if I'd known how much it would have cost in the beginning, but I don't know. My heart's here, so I probably would have done anyway.
What do you love best about it?
There's so many things. I probably couldn't pick a particular item in the place. It's just there's so much in a small, confined, it's not really small, in this 3,500 square feet establishment. So it would depend on the evenings, if there's a game on, we can watch a game on a big 150-inch TV. It's really interesting to see how the crowd changes between the dining hours. You know, you get your young families and everything coming in for between 4:30 and 5:30 and 6. And then, the older crowd comes over in usually between 5:30 and 6:30, your 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds. And then what happens between like 10 and 12 is, you get your college, your college kids that want to come out and have a good time as well. And then what happens after midnight, we don't know.
You don't say. You don't divulge.
Exactly.
All right, well, Exit 13 Gastro Bar just opened here in Bryn Mawr at 910 Conestoga Road. And Lucho De Felice is the principal of Exit 13. Now, if people want to come, do they have to make a reservation? What's the website or the way to reach you the best?
Yep. So you can go on to our website, exit13gastrobar.com, and make a reservation there. Any inquiries as well. And we get back to every inquiry within 24 hours.
All right. Well, congratulations. It looks great in here.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.